Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
2.5 years ago, I probably would have said no to this interview.
Why?
Because I didn't have a kid then. And now, I'm so in love with Elmo, it's really not even funny. Kevin Clash has been doing Elmo since, like, 1984.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see this guy, he looks nothing like what you'd expect Elmo to look like, the guy who does Elmo.
If you get a chance, check out the documentary. It's available Rogers On Demand right now. It's
so
called
excited.
Being Elmo. What line's he on?
2.
Hey, Kev.
Hello.
Good morning. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5 in Toronto.
Thank you.
I don't even know where to start with you. One, super excited to talk to you, and I didn't really know much, you know, about Elmo. I have a 2.5-year-old at home now, and so my world sort of revolves around Elmo. I guess the envious thing that I have with you is that you live in a world of where magic does exist. You know what I mean?
Well, it's an amazing place. It really is an amazing place. I've been very blessed to be on a phenomenal show like Sesame Street.
Now, when you watch the documentary, you know, you entertain children for a living. However, your parents were like the coolest, most supportive people. Like, it's the parents that every parent wants to be. So much so, Mocha, that he would go into his dad's closet and like cut apart like a fur jacket when he was a kid to make a Muppet, you know? And the only thing your old man said was, next time you do that, just ask first. You know, like, it's like, do you even have a handle on just how cool your parents were?
My father was the type that, you know, you knew what he was thinking about it. The way he would look at you, you know, certain things.
Yeah.
He'd be in his favorite chair. He'd come in and look at you. You'd get out of his chair, you know. He did it in a way of teaching where he really looked at it and saw what the child was doing. If it was bad, then he would be reprimanded. But if it was something where, you know, I saw this, I you know, my creativity came about, and I didn't think about what I did until after. I did get punished, but not in the way that I would have if it wasn't something that I was creating, you know, that I was just being mischievous or something like that,
yeah.
And it would have been a different story.
The thing with you, when you look at you, you're big, you got a mustache, and you're a black guy, and for some reason, whenever anybody says, hey, that's the guy who does Elmo, or have you ever seen the guy who does Elmo, people always say, yeah, he's a big black guy. If people always stick with the big black guy thing, because it's... Why is that?
It was something that Jim never really cared about. I mean, he was respectful of everybody, and you know, it was the ability of people and what they could do.
I think it's more of a shock that when you see you, it's shocking.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I sound like Barry White. I mean, you know,
you do. Like, I still can't get over the fact right now that you're the Elmo guy talking to
you. Well, you would not think that you would hear.
Everybody,
good morning. Oh my God. You would not hear that.
Being Elmo is the name of the documentary. You can get it on demand right now. Rogers On Demand. Kevin Clash, he's the guy who's behind the voice of Elmo. And Kev, when you're making a public appearance with the doll, with Elmo, and people see Elmo, but they also see you standing beside him and the voice is coming out of your mouth, what's their reaction like?
You know what? That goes away really quickly, because then they begin to see, they want their child to spend some time with the character that they know that they love, that they've seen them go crazy watching this character, or Sesame Street for that matter, on TV. And so that really doesn't really play a major part at all in certain ways. I mean, they look at and they say, oh, that's him, okay. And then they go into, okay, now, there's Elmo, that's your favorite character.
Do you own Elmo? Like, are you...
No, I do not own Elmo.
You
no.
don't
it's,
own
it's
Elmo.
All, the Sesame Street characters are owned by Sesame Street.
Now, the other thing that they make, you know, obvious in that, and when you start watching Elmo, you figure it out, but to have it articulated this way, which is, you know, what makes Elmo so great is that his only motivation for doing anything is just love.
Yeah, love and wanting to laugh, sure.
You know?
And, you know, we all would love to live that way.
I know.
You know. And I think that's one of the appeals as far as for the adults with the character, but also the sense of humor that we try to give all of the characters, you know, that has that kind of edge to them that Jim always wanted the Muppet characters to be.
Now, there was that one year, Kevin, where the Tickle Me Elmo doll came out, and it was like the hottest toy in the entire world. And the parents were going absolutely bananas trying to get this toy for their kids. Were you expecting that kind of reaction at all?
Not at all. I heard from the product department that the Toys R Us was saying it was going to be the number one selling toy for them for Christmas, but it was very exciting, and no, there was no vision of this being successful at all. So,
before we let you go, I have to do something that will one day make me the greatest dad on the face of the earth. My kid's name is Roxy.
Sure.
I need you to say, hey, it's Elmo. Happy birthday, Roxy. And then I'm going to put it on my voicemail and make it like Elmo called next year on her birthday.
Okay, I'll do it right now.
Go for it.
Hey, Roxy. It's Elmo from Sesame Street. Happy, happy birthday. Elmo loves you.
See, that's so great. I can't thank you enough, dude.
I want to tell you guys quickly.
Yeah.
I know that Jim Henson loved Toronto.
Yeah.
All of the puppeteers love Toronto. We still do. I mean, Toronto was wonderful doing, you know, shooting Fraggle Rock there and the Jim Henson Hour. And I know that Jim loved it. We all love it. We can't wait to come back.
My God. We can't thank you enough, dude. Really.
Yeah.
Like, watch this documentary, everybody. It is so eye-opening. And when you realize that you know, your relationship with your own daughter kind of suffered because you had devoted your life to making other kids smile. And it's just like, it's heartbreaking, dude. The documentary is heartbreaking and it's wonderful. And you're one of a kind, bro.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Kevin, thank you so much for being a part of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye. Wake
your ass up. The Roz and Mocha Show, weekdays 5:30 to 9 on KISS 92.5.